I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is January 21st, 1984. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m., which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of Knight Rider right here on Betamax. No, I jest. It's Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here. We're getting set for another awesome episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me over at mike90%.com. And if you shoot me a like on that page, we can be BFFs forever, and I might even give you a killer snap bracelet. And as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, the Wayne to my Garth, as always, that knocked me down a few notches when I need it, Mr. Robert McLaren. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? Stacey Morris is off tonight. We wish her a pleasant night off. And you may be wondering what's up with all the copious amounts of ridiculous 80s puns. Well, that's because we are joined by a double header of awesome guests tonight. And we got a lot to get into tonight because we got two guests, double the amount of stuff to talk about, and we got to cram it into about an hour. So we're gonna try to get to right to it as we can. Our first guest tonight, we're going to introduce him first, the master of the mullet heads himself, here to talk about everything from Dio to Down Dog, from DDP Yoga certification to Sunset Strip Californication. He is the co-author of Yoga for Regular Guys, the book by himself and DDP. He is the co-creator of DDP Yoga Workout, and he heads up the DDP Yoga certification program, and that's when he's not adjusting backs and blasting out tracks with his rock band Iron Mullet. His name is Dr. Craig Aaron, but you and I can only know him as one name. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DDP Radio, the Yoga Doc. What's going on, man?
Hello. Jeez, I feel like I should be running down a runway with pyro going on behind me. Everything's great, man. How are you?
Good, man. And of course, we're going to talk to Yoga Doc all night. But first, I want to introduce our next guest tonight. And you know her as DDP's right-hand lady. She spends her days getting it done in the accountability crib. She enjoys long walks on the beach. She is a certified nutritionist, runs the inspirational health and fitness website, bodyrebooted.com. And gentlemen, if you're interested, well, her better looking than you and awesomely badass husband will probably knock you out. But despite that, Christina Russell is with us tonight. Christina, how are you?
Wow, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Man, I had to do the proper intro too because you guys are, you know, DDP Yoga stalwarts, so cornerstones of DDP Yoga, if I can. But we have a lot to talk about tonight. But first things, I want to go through a couple dates we got on the books. LaSalle, Illinois, March 21st, 2015, at Hammers Energy Fitness. Dallas is going to be doing his workshop down there. With Matt Hancock's Hammers Energy, March 21st, LaSalle, Illinois. And also, you want to get in on the DDP Yoga Retreat. I know Christina was there last year, and Yoga Doc's been there a few years. It's happening July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd. There's two of them this year, and you definitely want to get in on that early because always last minute somebody's knocking on the door saying, I got to get in, but you got to get your spot early because it will sell out. So definitely check that out, ddpyogaretreat.com. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got some questions in the mail. But first things first, Yoga Doc brought up an awesome point that he wanted to talk about tonight. We've been getting a lot of questions. The DDP Yoga certification program has picked up a lot of steam. There's a lot of people in the program, and there's a lot of people interested in the program. And Yoga Doc wanted to talk about one of the main questions that come up in the program is how to go about, you know, start building a class. So we're going to talk about that as well as a bunch of other part of the TDP Yoga certification. But let's hit that first. Yoga Doc, what's your advice for getting a class together if you're in training or certified for that matter?
The best thing that I think you can do right off the bat is if you're very active on the DDP Yoga Facebook page, Team DDP Yoga, or some of the other DDP Yoga closed or not so closed or not so closed pages like DDP Yoga Members Only, all of those, get a request Facebook post on any of those pages and say, hey, I am getting, you know, I'm getting certified. I need people. Who is in the, and then, you know, name your area, name the part of the country you're in or the world, and you'd be surprised. There'll be somebody possibly right around the corner from you. I've had way too many people asking, you know, how am I going to get this started? I don't know anybody, or if I know people, they, you know, they don't want to get on camera. They don't want to go through the, you know, they don't want to be filmed for the final video. And the comment is, first of all, let's start teaching. Let's start teaching them, whether we do it through Facebook, whether we do it through visiting your, you know, if you're active in your church or your synagogue or whatever community activities you're involved in. Talk to people about what you're doing. And if you tell them, look, I'm going through the certification, and part of my certification requirements is for me to teach classes. Would you be interested in that? You don't even have to talk to them about the videotaping aspect. Just teach them a few classes first, and once they get comfortable, you're more likely to get a yes in the future than a no. And, you know, those are the quick and easy ways.
And
there are a few others, but I'll give you a moment.
Doc, I know that, you know, you're in a band, and Christina's been through the process of certification. There is a bit of, you know, publicity and hustle that needs to go into not only, you know, becoming a certified instructor, but once you become certified, you know, Matt Hancock, who's got, you know, 50 people in his class, it doesn't happen overnight. You got to get your name out there. You got to get, you know, you got to hustle. You got to talk to people. You got to sell yourself. It's a business you have to build, and you know that from, you know, the rock band and in your life, you know, building a business of your own.
Oh, yeah, whether it was the rock band or honestly, you know, when I got right out of chiropractic school, or even I was talking to a teacher in training today, and I said, you know, this really reminds me of when I was in our student clinic in chiropractic school. And they basically said, hey, yeah, you've got to go bring patients in from the outside. You need, you know, 200 adjustments, 200 visits, and, you know, good luck. And at that point, it was all about you getting out into the community, talking to people, talking about what you would do, getting involved in, you know, talking to people at the gym. It is. There's a hustle involved, but it's really training and preparing you for teaching and filling up your classes anyway.
Absolutely. And Christina, you've been through the process. And I said this in my video, my promo video for DDP Radio tonight, if anyone saw it. But I don't think people are prepared, because you don't want to send someone out there representing the DDP Yoga brand that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And I think a lot of, you know, there's a lot of exercise programs out there. You send in your cash, you get a certification. DDP Yoga is actually the DDP Yoga certification is a full encompassing program. It teaches you from the ground up the DDP Yoga workout, and it takes a deal of dedication and, you know, passion for DDP Yoga. It's not a, here's the cash, you know, here's your certification. You got to be ready to get down there and do some work, and you really learn the program and not just the physiological aspects, but like the mental aspect of DDP Yoga and why you do things. What's your thoughts on, you know, on that compared to other workout programs and what people are expecting when they first get into the program?
Are you asking
that's
me?
You, Christine. Yeah, that's you, kid.
I can just tell you from experience that, that, you know, is definitely challenging. So it's going to have to, you know, be something that you really want to do, because you can't half-ass it. You know, you have to go all in. And it was hard for me, too, to get out. I had been out of my hospitality industry for a while, so I had lost a lot of connections. So, you know, I started at my son's daycare, and I started talking to the teachers, and then I started teaching there, you know, holding it there, and they liked that, and that, you know, they talked to friends, and then it grew. And then when I had a good base, I approached some gyms. So it definitely takes time, but, you know, this program is for people that have the passion, that are willing to put in the work to help other people. So if you can do that, you know, then you'll be successful.
I completely agree. And Christina, I know you're a certified nutritionist, and I know you are a health nut. You're in fantastic shape. Your whole family is in fantastic shape. You look like a JCPenney catalog family. You're like, you guys are ridiculous. But I was just wondering, the nutrition aspect of DDP Yoga, people don't realize that DDP Yoga isn't just a workout program. And I tell people that all the time. It's a several different points in the program. It's a workout program, it's a nutrition guide, and it's also an attitude. How important is it, you know, to pass on to your clients that you're working with in the certification process, the nutrition aspects and the attitude aspects of the DDP Yoga workout? Because a lot of people are confused and think it's just a workout.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take long for them to realize that one, you know, needs the other two. So nutrition is a huge, huge factor. And without the positive mindset, you're probably not going to do well with either one. So they really, really work together as a positive trio, you know, so that you can actually get the results that you're looking for.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back to the certification process. That's going to be a big thing to talk about tonight. But I wanted to ask you real quick, Christine, I want the dirt. What's going on with the film festival right now? I know you guys are preparing to go out there and put out the Jake Roberts documentary. And I wrote something today. It's what a great story the Jake Roberts story is. And I know you've been there online for most of it and saw the tail end of it in person at the DDP Yoga crib. I'm one of those people that didn't think it was possible. And I hate to say that, but I've never been more wrong. Jake was a big risk for the company and Dallas. And Dallas put everything he had into getting his mentor better, and it's all paying off dividends right now as they enter the Slam Dance Festival. What's going on over there right now?
They are beyond excited. Dallas and Brenda and Steve are already there, and all the production team are all flying out tomorrow. So everybody's super excited. Everybody is in such a positive spot. And, you know, we see Jake every day and we see Scott, and it's a really big support system. That plays a big role in everything. So, yeah, I mean, the guys are just bouncing off the wall. They got trailers and posters and all sorts of paraphernalia that they're going to start posting like crazy. And they've kind of built up this rivalry with the Dennis Rodman film because they're kind of neck and neck and competing in the same category. So you'll see a lot of really cool stuff with that. You're going to just see some awesome live tweets the entire time they're there because they are so stoked.
And Yoga Doc, you might be able to chime in on this too. Is the goal to sell the film at the festival? Is it going to be in our hands sometime soon? Is it going to be in theaters or on DVD or Netflix, or, you know, what are they looking to do with the film right now?
Actually, you know, Christina would probably be better equipped to answer that based on what I've been up to and what I'm doing. But, you know, I would also imagine that what is going on at the film festival will also be a determinant as to what they do next.
Yeah.
But, Christina, what is your comment on that?
I know that they're also submitting it to – they've already submitted it to Tribeca, probably the Atlanta Film Festival. So there's some other ones that they're trying to get it out there. So, yeah, obviously the ultimate goal is to get it, you know, as big as they can. So, but, I mean, you talk to Dallas now, and he's like, you know what? We already won. Look at Jake, you know, look at Scott. You know, they've changed their lives. They've done it day in and day out. They're getting better and better. And he's just, like, over the moon that they are where they are now. So... So it's only going to get better.
It's truly an unbelievable human story. And I remember I was sitting with Steve, my girlfriend Katie Nolan, and Dave Orth, and we were sitting there talking about 3 years ago, and Steve came up to me, and we were talking, and Steve's sitting there at dinner, and he said, well, we're thinking about bringing Jake in. You know, Jake's kind of down on his luck, and, you know, Dallas wants to bring him in and help his mentor and kind of maybe, you know, salvage some of his legacy, get him, you know, clean, get him working out first foremost. And in my inferior positivity at the moment, I had worked with Jake in the past. I worked, you know, in a promotion with Jake in the past, and it was a really negative experience. And from everything I knew about Jake, it seems like he may have been, you know, the cliche lost cause. You know, Jake didn't have a great track record, and for Dallas and Steve Yu to have that, you know, that gamble on their shoulders and be willing to take that gamble, not only for Dallas Page, but for his company that is just starting to build at this point in his life, to take that gamble for a friend and believe more in the power of friendship and paying back, you know, your dues to someone who helped you in the business is a huge, huge thing for both of them. But not only that, but to see the payoff that they ultimately were hoping for and to begin with, on top of that, it's just, it's a great human story, and I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to see it become as successful as possible, because I know it's going to be, because you can't not relate to some kind of story like that.
Yeah, you are going to love it. I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's just, it's so well done. It'll just blow your mind. It's fantastic.
And while we're on the subject of stuff going on in the accountability crib, the Performance Center, what's going on? I mean, I'm getting people messaging me all the time thinking, man, I know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on. So tell us what's about going on with the Performance Center. Dallas mentioned it last week, and it's going to be huge. What's going on?
It is huge. It's coming along really well. We took a little field trip over there last week, and they are just flying now. The bricks up, you know, most of the walls. Apparently, by the time they get back, almost all the drywall and the furniture and everything will be in. So, I mean, it's really, really going fast. We're probably going to move in February sometime. We won't open up at that point. There's still a lot we have to do on the inside once we get in there. But it's just so cool. Like, the vibe when we all walked in, it was just pure excitement. Everybody was just over the moon and like, I want in now. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just amazing.
I just got to say, Dallas has a way about him about getting stuff done. And you'd think like a Performance Center or a Jake Roberts documentary, those are like, you know, wake up in the middle of the night ideas that you get, and then you wake up in the morning and realize that's way beyond possible, and you probably just should forget about it when you wake up. But Dallas has a way of like getting things done. He thinks things, and he doesn't just think them and dream and set goals. He gets them done. He does things that normal people wouldn't just follow through with. I think that's how he's been so successful, is he gets something in his head, and instead of just letting it go, he runs with his intuition. And I think that's kind of what the Performance Center was. You know, he's had that dream for a while, and just makes things happen.
Yeah, we actually had a question earlier, Robert, in relation to, let me see if I can find it real quick. I think Adam asked, okay, you want to read it?
Yeah, will there be any opportunities for instructors or instructors in training to come to the center for more specialized training, advice, et cetera?
Yeah, and this is definitely something that we're going to do. Dallas today said, you know, as soon as we get it up and running and the operations are going smoothly, then yes, we are going to have workshops. We are going to do things not just for the whole public, but for the instructors and the instructors in training, possibly something for, you know, level two of the certification. So the long answer is yes. Yes, there will be tons of opportunities as soon as we get it up and running.
And Yoga Doc, with the Performance Center coming, you know, into the picture, and we talked about, you know, opportunities for certified instructors and people in training. How is that going to? People are going to jump at the chance. How is that going to change the process of the certification program? Do you think the Performance Center will, you know, alter the way things are done in any way?
Well, as far as the Performance Center will probably certainly motivate a lot of people to get it together and really do their best to try to try to win a spot down there. I have been sent an email today by somebody who lives actually 5 miles away from the center, who just started the certification program. Well, it was the beginning of this past month, and you know, I'm already getting what you would say cover letters and just short of people sending me resumes about coming in. So Christina, get ready.
Yeah, I've already gotten a dozen resumes, so started.
Yeah, but as far as how it would affect teacher training, basically something that Dallas actually, Christina has already touched upon it. You know, there will be more opportunities for people who are really interested in teaching to come in and take some serious time, face-to-face time, whether it be, you know, Dallas, myself, Christina, other teachers, really learning the programs, learning the ins and outs, the subtle nuances, and the proper form on how to not only connect different positions, but also how things flow, and really the logic and the understanding behind it. That stuff is coming, and that's coming fast.
Anyone else hear that? It's like a tapping background. Yoga Doc, I wanted to ask you, because I know there's a lot of people who are on the listening to the show that we're going to listen tonight that are interested in certification, but there's also several people who had contacted me that are in the certification program that would like to take tonight's opportunity to kind of pick your brain. So I wanted to ask this on behalf of the DDP Yoga instructors that are already out there and the ones in training. In your mind, what makes and besides the passion and the excitement for the program, what makes a good DDP Yoga instructor once they're out in the field?
One is compassion. You know, being able to see who's in your classes, and who, and how you can really assist them. Because and a lot of people, Steve Langer did a post about this. You know, he comes in thinking he's going to come in and teach a rip-roaring class, and you know, he's just going to, you know, totally go over the top. And then he walks in and there's a room full of folks that have different physical issues that need special attention, modifications. So you need, honestly, compassion, flexibility, and really an ability to kind of feel the heat on the bottom of your seat and jump and do the things you need to do in order to get things done. And that also, that deals with, of course, getting your room full. You know, Matt, you know, we always talk about Matt Hancock. Matt was a guy who, you know, right off the bat went out there and started talking to athletic centers just to see if he could put an introductory program in, and whether it was like a YMCA or whether, and I'm going to dovetail this back into where people can really take it, can take this information and run with it, or whether it had to do with, you know, personal training centers, martial arts dojos. You got to go in there. You got to have very thick skin. You've got to be able to hear the word no more than once, and just talk to people about what it is that you're willing to offer, and then, you know, really share. And that takes excitement as well. So it takes all of those different aspects, really, to become a great teacher.
I'm going to ask Christina in just a second, but I was talking to Josh McAdoo earlier tonight, a good friend of mine, and he and I were bouncing back things, and one of the things we kind of came across was how close the DDP Yoga program, and I know Dallas, three-time world champion, WCW world champion wrestler, you know, wrestled for many years, how close the wrestling business can relate to the way the workout flows, not just in the way, you know, the moves come together, because, you know, in professional wrestling, you can go for an arm lock, you can go to here, which is kind of like the way the workout flows. You can go, you know, anywhere from where you are in the workout. You got your bent legged bar back, you bend full forward, you can do this, you can do that. But it's also the ability to read your audience, which is a big, you know, exactly, proponent in the professional wrestling business. If you're out there, you know, you need to know what your audience wants and what your audience is capable of and what they're looking for. And we were talking about how that coincides with the DDP Yoga program, because if you're in a room full of people and nine of them are pushing 65, and, you know, you need to be able to change and adapt on the fly, and that's one of DDP's key words is adapt. And what is your thoughts on, you know, being able to get through that with people in the workout, you know, knowing your audience, knowing that she probably can't do that yet, but he probably can, and vice versa?
Well, that's where, you know, and I have spoken to a few people about this, that's where you start looking at, see who's out there and start teaching. You're basically teaching two to three classes in one. I like to call it teaching to three levels. At that point, what you're doing is you're calling the next move, but you're calling it modification first. If it has another intermediate position, you're calling that second, using Dallas's famous words. If you've got that, then here's the next place. And if you're feeling froggy, and then you give them the third position, all within the framework of the one position that you're presenting. That is a great way, you know, that when you're teaching on three levels, then you're able to teach to a varied class full of people with different abilities. But the most important thing is to have the awareness, as you said, and what I basically said in regard to the compassion and just the flexibility is you've got to have your eyes open. You've got to really sense what's going on in the room, as opposed to thinking about what the next move should be and also trying to monitor yourself on the mat. Got to get up off the mat and move around a little bit sometimes just to get a handle on what's happening in the room.
And that's a great point and great comment. And Christina, I wanted to kind of run through the same question with you, but kind of change it up a little bit. In your process of working through the certification, Yoga Doc mentioned what made a great instructor. What did you find was the difficult, part of getting through the certification? You know, obviously the hustle is foreign to some people, but what parts were you overwhelmed with, and how did you get through those? You know, using the 90% and the SmackDown and all that kind of stuff. Hello?
Christina?
Did we lose her? All right, then. Well, I don't know if we lost her. I know we lost Robert just a few seconds ago, so I don't know if there's something going on with the site or what, but I think we might have Robert back. I'm not sure. But Yoga Doc, just even though we don't have Robert right now, when you were developing this program, what was your, DDP came on last week and talked about the mission statement of DDP Yoga. And when you look at DDP Yoga certification, what do you want to see happen with this? What is the ultimate goal of the certification program?
I think we got Robert back. Robert, are you there? No, we're just getting clicks. Basically, the first thing we're going to do with DDP Yoga is, as far as the certification program is we're going to continue to grow it. And the main challenge is keeping a very, very strong quality control aspect while also being able to certify and just certify more people, meeting the growing demands of the program itself. Dallas had charged me with finding a way where we can have people. What's that? Are you there?
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
She's back. Yeah. So.
Okay, sorry. Somehow I got dropped.
Mercury's in retrograde, but that's a whole other conversation. And Dallas's fiance will be happy to explain all of that to you in a future show. Big astrology fan like yours truly. But the idea is this: the where we're headed is being able to really certify more people. Basically, we're never going to be a company that's going to just make the deal where you just supply the dollars, just like you said early on, Michael. You know, you pay the money, and magically, like the when Dorothy and the Tin Man and everyone else visited the Wizard of Oz, magically, they got a diploma, a heart, and courage, right? Without too much work on the other side of it.
They had a long brick road.
It was a long brick road. That's true. And there's a long brick road here too. But that's the idea. That's where we're headed. And also on top of that, level two is still in the formulation stages. But actually, right after this phone call, this show. There's going to be even more, there's going to be a big leap in regard to the development of it. And we'll have more for you on that later.
Now, Doc and Christina, we still have you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
There she is.
Make sure you're still there. I know, Doc, you're very hands-on with this program and reviewing people's workouts. And I know several other people have come and, picked up the the pace and helped mentor a lot of people, Christina being one of them. What are you seeing from the people out there? I mean, obviously, I know I've talked to some people who get frustrated when the first time they submit a video and it's not approved. But you need to realize that this is a craft, and it is something, you know, when you went out with Iron Mullet, you didn't go out there the first time and tear the house down. You played the, played the clubs, and you rocked it out, and you sucked for a while, which most musicians do. Most wrestlers, when you get in the ring, you suck for a while. And honestly, DDP Yoga instructors are probably going to suck your first time you go out and do it. But it's something you have to build, and you build your confidence and build your craft. What do you have to say to someone like that who is lacking the confidence in their journey right now?
Are you talking to Christina or myself?
The one of you. Sorry, I didn't clarify the question. Christina, what do you?
Well, maybe also we can talk to people, Christina, about people who think they have it all handled, and then they go and they submit something, and then they get upset about the fact that it wasn't quite as great as they thought it was. Right?
Yeah, and I've experienced that too, because as certified trainers for the level two, we help mentor other people and help critique their videos before they give it to Yoga Doc, because it's a very time-consuming process, and he really should just get, like, your final best version. And quite a few of them haven't been ready, and some of the people are really cool. They take it as what it is, constructive criticism, and they, do whatever they take, and they redo it, and they submit it. But a lot of people take it personal, and I would love to hear your feedback, Yoga Doc, because I've taken a couple personal hits, people thinking like I'm out to attack them, but I'm just trying to help them, do the program the way it's supposed to be, and they don't usually see it like that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because in the beginning, before Liz created the level one self-assessment and then the teacher's assessment forms, there was a lot more of that going on, which was, I don't understand, whoever was doing the reviewing, gosh, they're just totally leaning on me. I don't understand why they're so harsh. But now what's happening, there's been a change thanks to Liz Collins. When she created that form, the level one self-assessment form, and then also the teacher assessment form for people who are also looking at the videos, you see what it is that we're looking for. It's in other words, you're given, not only are you given the information, the videos and the information on what to do and how to do it, but you're also given really what we're looking for in regard to, quote unquote, you're being given the test. And, now there's a lot less of that people taking offense to being corrected. It's all there in black and white. And then the next part of it is just getting them to realize that, there are some things missing. There are some, there's some subtle nuances that they really need to understand. And then something that I said to somebody today, you need to know what you know as a student. You need to know what you don't know, but you have to work on. And then it's typically my job to teach you about the things that you didn't even know that you didn't know, that you now have to open your eyes to and understand, where you thought you had everything handled. And there are little subtle nuances, ways to call things, ways to understand how people move, better ways of saying and phrasing certain calls. And those are the things that, by the time it gets to me, those are the things that I'm coaching you up on. But the folks that get upset, you've got to say, hey, man, you can't take it. You can't take it as a personal attack. Everybody is getting.
And honestly, you're making them better. Taking the time to make them better by pointing out those mistakes, they should be grateful more than anything. Because to take your time, someone who's been doing this so long, look at their stuff and let them know what they can do better is actually a good thing, because it's going to make you a better teacher in the long run.
Yeah. And it's really just managing people's level of disappointment. I mean, that's the whole thing. Darn it, I put all this time and energy in, and then the camera broke three times, and I had to fix it, and it's that kind of stuff. And then you just got to let them know, look, this is a process. But you're right. They also have to realize that every time there's feedback, it's in order to assist them, not in order to make them feel inadequate, because there's nothing, they don't need to be doing that. Everybody had to learn the same, you know, same way, come up the same way.
Yep, absolutely. And which may change the process, not only in the DDP Yoga certification, but the way DDP Yoga is presented in general. We've got an app on the horizon, and I'd like to pick Christina's brain about this a little bit. What can we expect, and what's the time frame we're looking at to get the app out to people? I know you guys have been working hard on this for a long, long time, and we're really excited to see it come to fruition. And I'd like to see what you what you're thinking is going on with the app.
Yeah, we're in beta testing right now, so that's always a good sign. You know, when we move over to the Performance Center, it's also going to serve as like the headquarters for DDP Yoga. And so because there's so many live things that we're doing, the live cooking show, the live workouts, we need the center to be open to do that. So the app should open, you know, should get released once all the bugs are ironed out and everything's been tested and the center is open. So to give you a little bit of a timeline. So it should be, you know, there's no definitive months, but it'll definitely probably be by the summer. And the app is incredible. It's literally like the Netflix of fitness apps, because it has everything, tracking your workouts and doing stored videos or doing the live videos or getting recipes or, you know, that give you the breakdown with the protein, carbs, and fat and calories. And, like, it's just a really, like, a one-stop shop for everything that the program's about. And it's just, there's another app that kind of interacts with it that'll be a really cool surprise for everyone. And it's going to be awesome. It's definitely the next step and exactly where DDP Yoga needs to go, you know, to keep current and to be able to do all the wild and crazy ideas that Dallas has.
And you talk about the app, and, you know, DVDs were the way for so long, but, you know, we see the DVDs kind of fading out, and DDP Yoga is ahead of the curve. They really are in the way that, you know, content is delivered, especially in the exercise realm. As things start to go over digital and the over-the-top, you know, networks, and, you know, DDP Yoga, I think, is the only fitness, you know, provider that's doing that at the moment or in the process of getting that done, which just proves that, you know, DDP Yoga is ahead of, you know, the times when it comes to something like that. And the way this is growing, it's going to become, you know, I don't want to get too, like, financial, but these things are cheaper to produce. You can put out more workouts for, you know, and just get them there on demand for people instead of having to spend 6 months in production putting out some DVDs and releasing them and hoping they go over.
Yeah. Let's just say it's you could say maybe cheaper, but I don't think so with the time and energy and effort that everything's going into it. Maybe that's not necessarily it, but it will be new material and more efficient and all these new avenues that open up that you don't just have, you know, strictly with the DVDs and the program guide. So it's just taking it to the next level. It's going to be incredible. You guys are going to love it.
Awesome, and we are very much looking forward to it. And I hear that you are going to be teaching some classes at the Performance Center, and you've been teaching with some classes we've seen on DDP Yoga's Facebook page. How has your experience been, you know, leading the classes in front of people that are so good at this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. We all take turns. Stevie and I take turns with Dallas leading and Dylan. You know, doing the workouts every day, Dallas style, is pretty much like a psycho extreme workout every single day. So it's definitely a little bit more intense, which is actually one of the reasons why I was really happy Yoga Doc was on tonight, because I had an injury on my shoulder before I had moved here from a weightlifting accident. I was going to compete in a fitness bikini competition, and so I was trying to use some more weights. And, of course, I hurt myself, which just kind of bothered me a little bit. But when I got to the crib, the workouts were so intense and so more often than normal that it really aggravated it to the point where now my rotator cuff is messed up. So now, you know, everything's really different for me, and I've had to learn to modify, which I've never really had to do before. I've modified because I couldn't do something up until the point, like, for example, when I couldn't do push-ups, you know, I was modifying until I got it down, but never out of injury. So the last couple of weeks have been very eye-opening for me, and it was kind of blessing in disguise because I had to take a step back and relearn, okay, exactly how do I do this modification and this, because I had never had anyone in any class that had that particular injury. So the whole thing is just a constant learning experience, Dallas, and we're always coming up with new ideas and new moves, and there's all sorts of, you know, new things that are going to come out with the program once the center opens. But yeah, lots of teaching, lots of workouts, and I can't wait to get over the center. Stevie and I will be running the center, but we'll also be the two lead instructors, so we will be heavily involved in everything.
Awesome. And how has it been having Stevie there at the center and the accountability crib? You know, what an asset to have in your company. You know, he's a phenomenal fitness, you know, individual, and the name value of Stevie Richards, you know, carries quite a bit of weight itself. You know, having him in the fold has got to be a plus in the DDP Yoga system.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's like we call each other, he's like my husband at work. We spend a lot of time together, but like, for example, he's going away this weekend to wrestle, and I just looked at him, I'm like, don't get hurt. I can't afford for you to get hurt, please. So, you know, so we depend on each other a lot. It's been great, though. He's a lot of fun.
And Yoga Doc, I know you're up in New York right now, you're still keeping in touch with the day-to-day activity down in Atlanta. How has the workday changed for you since you've left the hub? Obviously, you're still very involved with the, you know, the certification and stuff like that. How have you been interacting with Dallas and the crew from up there?
Well, basically, there's just a lot more activity going on as far as. You know, I'm answering emails. I get a lot of emails that are shipped over to me, let's say from Robert or from Garrett, who's a part of the DDP yoga team, that are more health-related, and Christina. Thankfully, Christina has taken a few more of those, and I know that, you know, Stevie as well. But I'm involved with them, with all of these guys and girls on a daily basis via email, first and foremost, probably every day. Wouldn't you say, Christina? there's always back and forth going on during the day. What happens on top of that is that I'm in contact with either many of the teachers. Just for example, I spoke to a student today about their, you know, about their video. I was on the phone with Matt Hancock today. You know, so I mean, there's always something going on where I'm involved with the teachers, either mentoring them, though they're in the field, or for the folks, of course, who have any questions, where I'll either, you know, call them on the phone, or I'm back and forth with them, either via email or even on the instant message aspect of Facebook. So really, it's become much more of a cyber connection, and I'm on the phone all the time, I'm either on the phone or I'm interacting on email or text with Robert as well. But it just happens. And then, you know, Dallas and I are on the phone every once in a while as well. So it's modern technology that allows me to live up here and still be in constant contact with the good folks.
Damn kids with their iPhones and their Blackberries.
Oh, yeah.
Have a caller. We meant to get to this earlier, but we've been having some technical difficulties. I know Robert dropped off there for a while, but I think we got him back. Robert, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, we got Robert back with us. And we have a caller, Jesse, president, I can't read that, of the Mullet World Order. Jesse's on the line. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. How are we doing, Jesse? Yoga Doc, my favorite brother from another mother.
Hey, brother.
How you guys doing? I got two little quick parts. First, as we all know, I'm in a certification program, and my last class, it was a very, I guess you could say, career-changing class. I have the student, and Doc, as you know, she has trouble with a lot of the modifications, but she refused to sit out. So I went through the workout with her, the level one. I modified it all the way through. Class took an hour and 20 minutes. I didn't care because this girl refused to give up. And that's when I realized what this program is about. It's about ordinary people trying to do things to make themselves better and stronger. And that was just epic for me. And I wanted to share that because I think it relates to the call of, you know, we're all in this together. And as a teacher, it's not my job to get the workout. It's my job to give my students the workout.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know? Well, that speaks to what we were talking about earlier on the phone here or in the show, which was you've got people who are of all different levels, and it's really, you know, up to you to make that, allow that person to maximize all the benefits, as opposed to, you know, if you go too fast, if it gets too hard, you don't want them to get discouraged. So you've got to go ahead and make that. You got to make the class what it needs to be in the moment. And Jesse, you said it. You just said it best. This is not about you getting a workout in as a teacher. This is about you maybe doing some demonstration, but it's all about the people that are across from you.
And that's why this has been a life changing experience for me. And I look forward to teaching every day. I look forward to, you know, even though I'm done with the 10 hours, I look forward to going online and working out with Team DDP. I live for it. It's an adrenaline rush, which brings me to part two. I went on a little rant last night on the Facebook post about people getting discouraged because of their weight when they step on the scale. The scale is, while it's important to track your results, the scale isn't everything, people. Don't get discouraged because you're putting the work in, you're sweating, you're eating right, you're owning your life. Don't let 2 weeks, or if you weigh yourself every month, don't let a month of hard work be ruined by 4 seconds on the scale. You get off the scale, you start again, and maybe you'll hit your weight next month. If not, you keep going. Don't get discouraged. The scale, to me, is such a small part of this whole journey.
That's a good point, Jesse. Dallas is actually really adamant about it's not just the scale. You know, that's why he encourages the pictures, because you can see a lot of difference, you know, when you take your pictures, whether in your flexibility or whatnot, and measurements, you know, and actually gauging like how your clothes fit and how you personally feel. So you're exactly right. You really need to encompass everything and take in the bigger picture.
Because that's what this is. To me, this isn't some, you know, weight loss program. It's a lifestyle program. And put in the work, guys. Life will pay you back tenfold.
Awesome, man. Great point, man. And I love that about the scale not being everything. It's something. You got to give it something, but it's not everything. And there's far more ways to dictate progress other than a number on a scale. So thank you so much for calling, Jesse, the president of the Mullet World Order, the Iron Mullet World Order, right?
It's the MWL, brother. Right,
that's
Jesse?
Right, brother. That's right. Get your T-shirts. Call my T-shirt lady. I'll catch you kids later. Thank you.
Appreciate you calling. We got a few more minutes here to wrap things up. Real quick, I wanted to go over the certification for people that are interested in the certification who haven't become a part of it. Head over to ddpyogacertification.com. That's ddpyogacertification, all one word, .com. There's a form to sign up, and it gives you access to an official forum on the DDP Yoga certification. It gives you the curriculum, which is a great pretty much a workbook that they put together, and it's not like a half-assed couple pages. It's like a lot of pages and a lot of stuff to learn, a lot of useful information. You got your custom level one workout in there. You've got all kinds of great stuff, access to the Yoga Doc and the DDP Yoga crew. So head over to ddpyogacertification.com. It is worth the investment. It's an investment in changing your life. And I got to talk to Doc real quick. I know a lot of people have asked me personally, which I think you'd be a better person to answer this, if they're not at their ideal self, if they got a ways to go and want to be, you know, a little something more in their life, a little, you know, better than where they're at, are they still eligible to become a DDP Yoga certified instructor? Where do you have to be in the program?
I mean, as far as your ability to perform the workouts, is that what you're saying?
The ability, your weight, you know, a lot of people are asking. I'm not like, I don't look like a physical personal trainer. Can I still be a DDP Yoga instructor?
You can be, look, if you can teach it, once you get in the program and you actually do the workouts and you continue to do the workouts, you know, there's a requirement to get at least 5 hours of DDP yoga in a week. That's going to change you and bring you up to the next level just going through the program. So the answer to the question is yes, especially, you know, look, the bottom line is, do you have the ability to teach and help people? Can you convey, can you teach, can you convey the information? Can you offer assistance? Are you a good instructor? If you are, then you can do it. And usually, and this is what I tell a lot of the folks, especially, and, you know, Christina's now going through that, you know, if you have some things that you, you know, that are now causing you to step back and actually modify, it's going to make you a better teacher anyway, because you're learning or relearning how people feel when they are going through issues, whether it's, you know, not being able to do things the same way, working through an injury, or working through some weight issues. So the answer is yes.
Awesome. And I know that answered quite a few people's questions who are wondering that. And if you're working that level one workout every night, there's no way you're not going to be shredding weight like crazy. So, you know, definitely join the DDP Yoga certification program. DDP prides itself on saying DDP Yoga is for anyone. But it takes a special cat to get through the certification program. It's so doable, but it's not all cakewalk. You get to put a lot of dedication, a lot of passion, and a lot of energy into the certification process. And, you know, if you want it bad enough, head over to ddpyogacertification.com, and we'll set you up with all the stuff you need to get things done. Real quick, wanted to rattle through a couple just bam, bam, bam questions, and then we're going to wrap things up. First one is going to the Yoga Doc. Best workout medal record.
Best workout medal, meaning singular album?
Yes. I'm throwing a record on my turntable right now and rocking out some DDP Yoga. Which one am I throwing on?
Can't go wrong with Motorhead, Ace of Spades, 1980.
Nice. Yes.
I would have said
I got a question for
what's that, Christine?
I thought I would have said Metallica.
Oh, shoot. Metallica, Master of Puppets. Can't lose.
Yes.
Yeah, can't lose. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, Christina, what's your favorite record to work out to?
That would be it. I'm a big rock fan, so. But.
Well, Ronnie's a drummer. How can you not?
Yeah,
be?
Yeah. True. Yeah, but I actually liked it before we got together, so that's okay. So yeah, any rock and roll for me, especially classic rock.
Awesome. And Christina, this one's for you. What's your go-to healthy snack in a pinch?
I really like celery and avocado hummus. It's my little guilty snack.
All right. And Yoga Doc, what about you? What do you think? What's your favorite go-to snack when you're running out the door, going to grab something quick?
Well, I mean, I do a lot of the I really do a lot of the plant proteins shakes with some coconut milk or some hemp milk. And if that doesn't really sound too appetizing, I'll also do trail mix, but not the trail mix with, you know, the chocolate and the vanilla and all this other stuff in it, you know, trail mix meaning, you know, nuts, actual nuts and seeds, berries and, you know, cranberries.
Awesome. Great choices. And, my last question for both of you, best stretch for DDP Yoga. Which one do you just do every day, just on the fly, just makes your body feel tingly and fantastic that you can't go a day without doing?
I do can opener every day because if I don't, then my hips, like, lock up. So that's probably my go-to stretch.
Every day I'm doing pretty much the first, you know, 5-10 minutes of the DDP warm-up, you know, huddle up, bent-legged bar back, bend over, you know, just with knees bent, bending down, stretching low back, you know, going into squats, like that whole opening sequence of, you know, what would be in, let's say, energy or in diamond cutter, you know, because that's, Dallas will tell you, you know, besides the wake-up, that's the thing that he pretty much did. That's why it's on many, many, many of the workouts.
That's how we start every workout at the crib, too. Same thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He rolls out of bed, does his thing, gets down there, and you know, that's the first thing he's doing.
Awesome. And last question is for the Yoga Doc. Who would win in a fight, Lemmy or God?
That's a silly question because, you know, Lemmy is God. Everybody knows that.
So, yes.
You know, trick question.
Russell and the Yoga Doc for being with us tonight. It was a great episode tonight. We're definitely going to have you guys back as soon as we can because you guys are always great to have on and talk about the certification, what's going on in the crib, and nutrition. Christina, I'd love to have you come on sometime and just talk strictly nutrition. Sure. Just because I know you're so passionate about it, and a lot of people struggle with that. But I want to thank both you guys for coming on with me tonight, and Robert. And I gave Robert a little bit of a break tonight. Robert's been under the weather, so I kind of want to let him kind of chill in the background a little bit. But he's been very instrumental in fixing all of the technical glitches that have been going on the show tonight. So thank you so much, Robert, for all your hard work behind the scenes.
No problem.
He's the awesome.
All right, guys,
hero.
And
he's the prime minister of technology, people.
Don't even realize what Robert does. Like, you know, they think he's just sitting there on a computer, like, you know, posting. He's like the guru when it comes to technical stuff. Like, I ask him questions that don't even have anything to do with anything, and he knows the answer to it. So
yeah.
Robert's my go-to guy. So I. But until next time, thank you guys. Thank you, Yoga Doc. And don't forget, you guys want to check out his band Iron Mullet if you guys are ever in the Atlanta area. I don't know, you guys touring New York yet?
No, we're not playing New York yet. We have to see. I may end up creating another band and just calling it Iron Mullet North Beast. We're actually at the we're at the Wing Cafe and Tap House in Marietta, Georgia, this Saturday, with about 38 songs. We just go until 1:30 a.m.
Awesome, and I got to check out the show sometime. When next time I'm in the Atlanta area, I'm definitely going to rock out to some Iron Mullet. And I also want to throw out a little shout-out to Christina's site, bodyrebooted.com. She does an amazing job with that site. Has inspired me as well as so many other people with her little, you know, facts and, you know, nutrition and health and positivity and motivation. So thank you, Christina, for what you do. Go over and like bodyrebooted.com for Christina Russell. And once again, thank you guys so much for being on with us. We'll definitely have you guys on as soon as you want to come back, and I appreciate you both.
Well,
I'll
sit
awesome.
Right back
Thanks
at you.
Us.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Until next time, remember
today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.